All right. So as I said, this is a gentler, kinder. Where's fathers? This year, anyway. We'll see what happens next year. But the kids will be taking less of a beating.
We couldn't have been more brutal for Mother's Day.
Yes,
so
we could have. There's always
you think?
More. Yes.
They could have died.
Yes. All right, we'll play our little theme song, and then we will be into it. No, Joe, you didn't make this one.
Girls, today we're going to talk about father and daughter relationships. Do you have a daddy? I'll bet you do. Who's your daddy?
Always like playing that one.
That is creepy AF.
That's why I play it. This isn't a fucking cuddly Father's Day countdown. It's worse dads. I mean, we're being nicer, but Jesus Christ. All right, I'll go first. Pip will go second.
Okay.
Joe will go third. Here we go. My candidate for number three, worst dad.
Okay.
A Kentucky man who dressed himself and his son in Nazi costume on Thursday said he regrets his decision.
He felt he'd look better in a Japanese costume. But whatever, say hi.
A picture of Brian Goldbach dressed as a Nazi soldier and his son as Adolf Hitler quickly circulated online last week from their time.
They dressed the kid like Adolf Hitler.
Yes.
He's going to be tough to discipline now.
We have all these.
You take that brown shirt off, young man.
From their time at Owensboro Trail of Treats trick-or-treat event. This was a trick-or-treating event.
Oh, man.
Goldbach said he chose the outfit for historical reasons and admitted he did not give much thought.
I'm sorry, really? You didn't?
We didn't cover this story?
No, we've never talked about
it. Wow, all right.
Is it something close to it?
Well, we've covered people who named their kids after Hitler.
Yeah, sure.
Anyone who knows us knows that we love history and often dress the part of historical figures, he wrote on social media. He added that his son was threatened for dressing up as Hitler.
What happened? The Goldsteins took issue?
But quickly sent them to the Russian front.
Tonight, grown adults threaten a child over his costume, Goldbach wrote.
The child's dressed like Hitler.
Grown adults, yes.
Threatened to rip his outfit off of him, screaming obscenities, scaring a small child. The rabbi at Temple Ath Benair told WFLA-8 in a statement that people should be mindful of the costumes they wear for Halloween. The fact that the father apologized is important. The fact that he did not know the costumes would be offensive is a very sad reflection on our society, said Rabbi Gary Mazo. A good rule of thumb would be, if your costume calls to mind an event where millions were killed, choose another costume.
It's like we have to be reminded that that's a bad thing. Oh, God.
I think it was in bad taste for me to let my child wear that. Probably for me to wear that. It didn't occur to me. I thought it was a bad decision on my part, Goldbach said, adding that people's reactions took him by surprise. All right, let me recap this for you.
Oh, God.
He dressed his son as one of the most hated people in history. Hitler is so hated that people threaten a five-year-old. This poor kid's going to be known as Hitler Boy forever.
Oh, yeah.
You can't escape dressing up as Hitler.
No.
And how does he know his five-year-old loves historical figures? I mean, he's forcing the interest on his son. This kid probably wanted to dress up as Captain America, but instead he's the leader of the Third Reich. Well, I mean, come on.
The kid wanted to be Spider-Man.
It doesn't really work as well if it's Spider-Man.
No,
it's Captain America.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, I get little, it.
No, but apparently not.
Oh, no.
Apparently you didn't.
All right, well, sorry.
Yeah. But you tried to be funny.
Well, I'm in the same league as the dad who didn't realize that this was going to be a problem.
So that is my candidate for number three for worst dad. Is that a strong entry, kids?
Yeah.
Joseph, what do you have?
She goes, I'm going last.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I go.
I don't remember what I say.
That's okay.
See you all summers.
A father arrested putting three-year-old in trunk says he was conducting a social experiment.
Oh.
A Chicago couple claims a failed social experiment involving their three-year-old son led to the father's arrest and the boy being taken away from them. The boy was sent to the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services to live with a relative for more than 3 weeks, but on Wednesday, the department announced that he had been returned to the family.
Okay.
We're still investigating, department spokesman Neil Skeens told NBC News. Laura Quijano and Boguslaw Matlock told police that they were trying
to name my firstborn Boguslaw. I got a little pushback on
He's going to be from a foreign country and then be a detective.
Just don't dress him up as Boguslaw because people from Delhi's all over will come over and attack him for being Boguslaw. And they were trying to understand public reaction to child endangerment when they turned on a hidden camera and filmed Matlock placing their son in the trunk of their car, which was parked outside of a restaurant in Norridge, a suburb of Chicago. "You're being bad, and I'm going to punish you by putting you in the trunk," Matlock yelled at his son after putting him in the trunk, witnesses told police. The temperature outside was 89 degrees, according to a Norridge Police Department report. "I was thinking maybe I should do a video to show people that they should do something about it when they see something wrong to get involved," Matlock told NBC Chicago of the September 2 incident. Boguslaw Matlock was arrested for what he says was a hidden camera experiment. Three people sitting near when the...
camera?
Yeah, when the Audi was parked outside of a Panera Bread.
He
told the responding officer that after closing the trunk, Matlock immediately got into the car and drove away. The officer later recognized Matlock when the father returned to the parking lot without his wife and child. Matlock told the police officer that he was conducting a social experiment in hopes of becoming an internet sensation. Matlock said he had done the same trunk bit with his child twice before. And no one had reacted.
Kind of like your ketchup bit. Yeah. It's a bit.
Now
the bit where you blow the whistle and you get, "I need a lifeguard." Same fucking thing, Joe. Right. You and this Matlock are the same guy.
Now, the thing was that there was actually the back of the trunk collapsed, and so you could reach the child from the back seat. And what was happening was that people saw him putting the son in the trunk, but they didn't see the mother pull the kid out into the car so that he wasn't actually locked in the trunk when they drove away.
Yeah, but I would make the argument that this is Chicago, and the trunk of the car is probably the safest place for this kid.
See, the difference between this father and my father, gave me a choice, because he dragged me out of a restaurant one time when I was 5 because I was being rambunctious, and he said, "You got a choice. You either be quiet or you go in the trunk." He opened the trunk. He goes, "You go in this trunk or you be quiet and behave." And I'm like, I'll behave.
So this story was like a walk down memory lane for you.
Oh, yeah.
Joe had a little fucking tear of nostalgia.
My old man didn't want to be on YouTube.
There was no YouTube.
He wanted to eat a peaceful meal without me fucking making a scene.
But you're 5.
It doesn't make a difference. Not with my dad, no.
I have to tell you what this reminds me of. When I was younger, my grandmother lived in Florida, and we used to go to this one particular restaurant when we would visit her, and we used to try to punk the waitresses, and we'd say things like, "Now behave yourself, or you're going to have to ride home in the trunk again." And she'd sit there. She was very tiny, but she was totally with it. But she'd go, "Oh, not again." Making yourself sound as feeble as possible. My grandmother
so you
like,
guys relate to this dad. All right.
Yeah. But now the thing is,
nobody relates to getting dressed up as Adolf Hitler.
The thing is, this guy is having his own reality show that doesn't exist.
Works for me. Everything's a reality show. Win the day. He's trying to win the day, baby.
He's conducting a social experiment.
Yes, he is.
On his own.
Well, and it's hard to get a sample group of kids who'd be willing to be thrown into a trunk.
I could be in that sample group.
I said it's hard, not impossible.
What do you think, Joe? Shut your fucking mouth. Go back inside. Sit with Nettie and your dad and eat dinner.
How old was the kid?
3 years old. So they're taking their 3-year-old and playing where Daddy's going to yell at you and lock you in the trunk, but then Mommy's going to grab you out. Now, that's not going to be too
confusing.
So how
long was the kid in the trunk?
Well, according to them, the mother could pull the kid and pulled him right out of the trunk before they'd even pulled away.
Oh.
So he wasn't actually in the trunk.
Oh.
But
it was like a Paula trick.
It was.
It really was.
It was like a
sleight
of hand.
Takes away the horribleness. His mom's there. Mom's acting like a fucking safety. You make it sound like he's jumping without a parachute, but he's jumping with a parachute. Parachute.
That's what they claim happened.
No, I'm sure that's what happened. These seem like responsible people.
They gave the kid back to them, and they're still investigating.
All right, we'll see what Joe has.
Yeah. Right.
Indian girl seeks father's arrest over broken promise to build lavatory. India. A 7-year-old Indian girl has complained to the police to have her father arrested after he failed to build a toilet in their home as promised, the police said on Wednesday. Millions of people in India, millions of Indians do not have access to sanitation, and open defecation is a problem, even developed industrial states. The girl, E. Hanafaya Zara, didn't want to.
How's it feel?
It's a fun one this week, right?
That's right. She didn't want to go out in the open and won a promise from her father to build a lavatory indoors, said a police officer. But when no toilet was built, she went to the police to lodge a complaint, saying she has to shit outside and it's no fun.
And Joe has a story about that, too.
Oh, wow.
The girl was adamant on having her father arrested as she felt cheated. We then rang up the father, called him to the police station, and made them shake hands and compromise. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government has been pushing a campaign to build 100 million toilets over 5 years, but the drive has not covered large parts of the country. The Times of India said the father told the police he twice asked the municipality for aid under Modi's campaign known as Clean Indian, but there had been no response, so they're going with the old campaign, Shit Indian.
Wait, Clean Indian?
Clean Indian.
That's really what it was called?
That's what it was called, Clean Indian.
Boy.
That's the point.
The campaign supported by...
It's better. You can't go with shit-free, India.
That's right. The campaign supported by big companies and Bollywood actors has raised awareness of the ills of open defecation.
I'm a big fan. Don't hide that shit from me.
See, you said it all right in one slogan.
That's what I did. They should have hired me.
Last year, a Bollywood film, Toilet, a Love Story.
Is this true?
You want to read it?
Really?
You want to
Bollywood?
This isn't from The Onion. Oh my God!
Joe stays away from vegetables.
Fucking Reuters.
Fucking Reuters. Fake news.
Fake news.
I once had a hammer Reuter.
Hubble.
I got a laugh, so take that.
Last year, a Bollywood film, Toilet, a Love Story.
Why can't you write scripts like that? The shit you're peddling. Yeah.
Which drew inspiration from Modi's sanitation drive, sought to turn the topic of hygiene into a mainstream issue. Shouldn't it be? The movie depicted a dispute between a young couple over an inside toilet, which many Indians, especially in the countryside, consider unclean.
An inside toilet's unclean.
Yes.
No. You don't want to shit where you sleep.
Yeah.
True.
And so that's my story.
Very entertaining.
No. I think so.
No, it is.
I think
no,
so.
No, I don't think it's worse, Dad, compared to what we got going.
No. At the end of the day, they could shit inside. Both of them. At the end of the day, she's got to go out in
so
the open
your
whole, and shit.
Yeah,
but that's embarrassing.
The whole fucking country does it.
But still, it's an embarrassing thing.
Is it as embarrassing as dressing up as Hitler?
Only for one day.
But what a day. It's all on fucking line.
I understand, but...
I don't think you do.
You know what?
You know what? Here, let's do this. Tomorrow, you can't shit inside. The next day, dress as Hitler. Tell me which day is going to be worse for you.
Okay. Then, you dress as Hitler for one day. It's a little stigma. You get over it. People forget. But you still have to shit outside.
Have you ever watched Naked and Afraid?
Have you ever? Yeah.
I watch it all. They're constantly shitting outside.
Okay.
That's what the whole show is about. Them shitting outside.
They volunteered. They wanted to be there. They signed a retainer that they had to go out in the woods naked. Shitting outside is a part of it. This little girl was promised for her father to build her an indoor toilet.
But your whole thing is that he broke a promise.
Mm-hmm.
That's
but she
the
still has to shit outside.
What
which
do you
is
think?
Embarrassing.
I think it's pretty awful that he's okay with his daughter shitting outside. Mm-hmm. I don't care if most of the country does.
The girl is embarrassed. She doesn't want to shit. She wants to shit.
Is
now.
It worse than parading your kid as fucking Hitler?
It was just one day. Just
it's
one
all
day
over the fucking place.
That it goes away. She's got to shit
this,
outside.
Hitler does not go away. Ask Germany if Hitler goes away.
Shit two times a day, 365 days a year. You got.
If
shit
Hitler
outside.
Went away, we wouldn't have a whole fucking segment all about it with two fucking theme songs.
No, this is worse.
We need a. I don't want to shit outside anymore, Daddy theme song. What? That would be a bad song?
People do that. So they go off the grid. It's an outhouse. It's a porta potty. I'm not saying it's ideal.
No, they shit outside. You shit outside. There's no.
You don't know that.
Yeah, they show a picture of it.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Yeah, Here's a turd we found lying on the street. We interviewed the turd.
I've seen that happen in New York, but I don't want to see it every day.
They don't.
Can you imagine?
It's an open shit.
But if it's a societal, like if everybody dressed up as Hitler, like, all right, I guess we're doing that now.
Well, that was during the 30s in Germany, but still, yeah.
Right, but when you're one of many, you go, well, this is how we live.
But in the Hitler thing, it was a mistake
A mistake! He's a big fan of history!
He's a big fan of history. He's not a big fan of Hitler. So,
I didn't get that from the story.
Okay,
no,
he's
but
he's a history buff.
He's not a big fan of his son being threatened for being dressed as
Hitler. I understand, but it was just one day.
I think it's interesting he called himself a big fan or a history buff and didn't have the foresight to see that as history played out, this is one of the most hated humans ever on the planet.
Dress your kid as Churchill and call it a fucking day.
Or Ben Franklin or something.
You can be in World War II. Just don't dress.
Yeah, just don't really, you know.
And yours, I have to, because the mom's the safety. That's the key thing. The mom's the safety.
They claim that.
Well, that's all we can go by.
That's all we can go on.
We're not here to fucking interview them.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will, because these two stories are more... They're more awful than mine. I will say that my social experiment is not the worst.
Entertaining. Entertaining was important.
Was one of the criteria.
It was a parlor trick.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but as far as entertainment, I and still being a really bad dad, this dunce putting his kid in the Hitler costume, I have to say that it edges over the no potty thing.
So she has said, so it is.
Really? So you think that so what would you rather do? You want to shit outside every day?
I think that if my neighbors were also shitting outside, I would not want to do this. But if my neighbors were also doing it, it was like sort of a disgusting cultural norm. It wouldn't be as bad as having... grown adults running at the trauma of having grown adults trying to rip my costume off on
Halloween. So you feel that one incident on one day is more embarrassing than an embarrassing incident to somebody for 365 days.
Did you ever like fart in school or something and then have a kid do that and then they're like smelly for the rest of their school career? I think that Hitler boy is going to hear about
this
for the rest.
That's the fucking stigma.
Yeah.
Because the whole fucking community is shitting outside. It's like, hey, it's what we do. Yeah, we're outside shitters. We are. It's a national thing.
I mean, for me, I have to say that was
Now, if you're the only...
And he's an idiot.
If you're the only family in the neighborhood that's shitting outside, that's a problem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
When daddy promises, no, we're gonna be just like the Jeffersons across the street. We're going to shit inside, and breaks that promise. And now everybody knows you're the outside shitter. That's a problem. But when we're all shitting outside, you're standing out as being unreasonable if you want to shit inside. We're not inside shitting people. And they even said it. They think that's dirty. They think that's unsanitary.
Yeah, I mean,
we do to that culture is unsanitary.
It's
but
nasty.
Still, to the girl in the story, it was an embarrassing thing that she did not want to do. And the
parents are always
day
embarrassing
day
their
out,
kids.
Day in, day out. Where in your story, it's just one day, one incident, and an incident that's probably everybody's going to forget because everybody
really?
Has the attention span of a gnat.
You know, we didn't forget about the kid who got named after Hitler, and that was many years ago. There's something about Hitler that has a way of sticking. You know, there's something about Hitler when people get upset with, hey, don't call President Trump Hitler. He didn't kill 6 million Jews. There's something about the Hitler stigmatism.
Sort of like a poo on your bottom. It sticks.
Yes. Hitler is the turd that won't wipe off your butt cheeks.
Well, it was the father in the story said that he was a fan of history, not a fan.
No, he said we. He's putting what he thinks onto his 5-year-old. I guarantee you the 5-year-old would rather be a fucking Power Ranger.
Have you asked him?
Do you know any 5-year-olds that volunteer to go as Hitler?
Maybe if he'd been looking at history and the you know.
What 5-year-old? And this is when we marched the Jews off into the showers. What 5-year-old? If you got to be an awful dad if your kid knows anything about Hitler
Maybe
at 5.
Just really impressed by how the crowds like stuck their hands
let
up
me,
in the air.
Let me tell you about the 5-year-olds that needed to know about Hitler. They all lived in Europe in the 30s and 40s. Those are the 5-year-olds that needed to know about Hitler. No 5-year-old in America needs to know about fucking Hitler. It's a little too heavy.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's too much. There's a time and a place.
There's a time. There's time later.
Today we do macaroni art. When you're 10, we'll teach you about Hitler.
Oh my God.
And that's something over living in unsanitary conditions day after day after day after day.
Yes.
No, that's horrible, but like everybody was
really?
Doing
yes.
it.
Yeah, so you'd rather...
Because that's a cultural thing. That's what they're all doing.
But does it mean that
it's next context.
That's right.
You lost on this one. She ruled. Yeah.
Sorry.
You can appeal to Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Joe, you can go on this one.
start the number two worst daddy. I'm having a hard time putting them in order this time.
No, that's key.
Yeah, that's okay. I remember the look on the face of the waitress the one time where we were pulling that stunt with my grandmother. She looked like, now they probably would have called like adult protective services, but now she just looked at us horrified, like, you're really going to put this nice little old lady in the trunk? Because my grandmother could, you know, she acted it up.
She had acting chops.
She did.
Because if not, she caught a backhand. She knew.
She knew better.
She knew better.
And in the back of her own car.
Is that right? She felt more comfortable in her own car. Old people don't like change.
She likes riding in the trunk. It's good for her.
Sure.
All right. Father allowed uncle to play shock collar and four-year-old for punishment.
Oh, now I feel like, you know, I had a waterboarding story, which I didn't go with because I thought we were trying to play a little nicer. Shock collar.
Well,
did the kid get shocked?
We didn't say we were going to be Disney.
I can go with this
one.
Parents arrested after dad admits to repeatedly punching infant. We're going to leave that one.
But, I mean, I had a lot of awful I left on the table. Well, I had waterboarding.
Well, I mean, but
Cheney likes it, but nobody else does.
Yes, we're stepping back from the ultimate evil, but we weren't going to be like flowers and bunnies.
Okay. I think a shock collar is a little much, but all right. Let's hear the story.
Okay, we'll see. A victim's father and uncle are behind bars after deputies say the father allowed his four-year-old child's uncle to punish the victim by using a shock collar. A Madison County Sheriff's Office arrest report states that 35-year-old Luke Sampson of Berra allowed his child uncle, 42-year-old Theodore Sampson of Berra, to put a shock collar intended for a dog on the child for punishment. Deputies say the child was playing with the collar's remote control, not realizing that it was shocking to the dog. The uncle wanted to teach the child a lesson. Anybody with children knows that a child gets their hands on something that appears with an antenna, they're going to use it like a walkie-talkie, cell phone, whatever it might be, by not knowing, Detective Michael Stott said. The child had no idea that it was for a shock collar, and the dog was receiving a shock. The two were arrested Thursday and placed in a Madison County Detention Center. Jail records state both remain in jail, and a judge is yet to set bond for them. So it doesn't look like they put the collar on the child, but it doesn't look like they used it to shock the child.
What
the story says is that they put the collar on the child, but it does not look like the child got shocked by the collar.
Okay. So were they going to shock?
They were just going to scare them.
Oh, well, that makes it a little less awful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's see. Did you go last on?
Went in the middle.
You went in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'll go in the middle on this one.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I've played there. An Eau Claire man is charged with child abuse after being accused of shooting his children with a BB gun.
See, yes! That story was behind another one.
No, it was not.
All right, so it's in the same vein as this. Don't drink your finger at me.
Police had...
right? No.
No, I think a shock collar is worse.
Do the story.
Police had reports that David Marshall, 28, had shot his one-year-old child with the BB gun to discipline the child. According to the criminal complaint, Marshall admitted to shooting his 6-year-old child with the gun, but denied firing on the toddler.
The 1-year-old.
Police say Marshall eventually admitted that he had lied and he shot at both of the children.
You know, they finally got it out of him. Yeah, you know, I shot him both.
Bond for Marshall is set at $1,000. But here's the thing about this, that he thought, I'm going to say I shot at the 6-year-old. That'll be okay. That's going to be cool.
You say so.
That's acceptable.
And he thinks a 1-year-old is going to fucking process a lesson. A lesson after being shot. No, it's just going to cry.
That's not even a toddler. That's a baby.
That's a baby.
A 1-year-old is a
baby. How old was
baby.
Your kid?
Huh?
The kid in you?
The kid in my story. I want to do the other story. Dad admits repeatedly punching infant.
No. Type of story we're not doing this time.
No.
How old was the kid in your story?
Child of mine was 4. 4.
What's yours?
Okay. This is very funny that we all are picking these. Father,
is it?
Father arrested in Japan for using stun gun to discipline children.
Ay, ay, ay.
I know. What could I say? A Japanese man in Tokyo was arrested on Wednesday for using a stun gun to discipline his three children, police said. The latest in a series of child abuse cases that have been prompted have prompted legislators to seek a ban on corporal punishment. The 45-year-old man in the southern city of, I'm not even trying, told police...
Is that what they said in Japan? Is that the Japanese name?
In the city of, I'm not even trying. That's fucking hysterical. In the city of, I'm not even... Can you imagine watching... In the city of, I'm not even fucking trying.
Now it's weather.
Now it's weather.
I would like to see that on the news. I learned my lesson here.
That's fucking great.
He told police he used a stun gun on his two daughters, ages 17 and 13, and an 11-year-old son when they didn't follow the rules, a police official told Reuters. The boy suffered a minor burn on his arm, and there were no visible injuries on the girls, the police official said. A series of high-profile child abuse cases in recent years has shaken Japan. I'm not even going to go into that one because it includes death. It has nothing to do with this story. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe?
Him and Trump are very close.
I know. They're pals. I was having a moment. I was like, I think it's Abe.
We both eat sushi, but mine's cooked.
Said at the time that her...
Can't have uncooked sushi.
Oh, well, never mind that line either.
Love the square sushi.
The square
sushi's
good.
It's a bun. It's like McDonald's.
So, well, the rest of it doesn't have to deal with this particular incident. It's just other incidents of child abuse in Japan. So this guy was shocking. His 17-year-old and his 13-year-old and the 11-year-old son, it left a burn on his arm. Now, you know, it's like if you've run out of ideas on how to discipline your child to the point that you're playing shock the monkey with
ideas.
Your kids.
Tonight I'm collecting ideas. What are you talking about?
I know.
Taking away the phone don't work. Time to raise the game.
Yeah. I think this is really a problem.
See if your daughter's listening. Uh-oh.
Hey, if it fucking works.
Tough.
I don't think she calls me dumbbell.
So now we have... So we have you with the BB gun. You with the shock collar.
Okay. Here's why my dad is clearly the worst.
Oh, okay.
Well, it makes sense. He thinks he can teach a one-year-old a fucking discipline lesson. At least the kids in yours are old enough to fucking process a lesson.
Right.
You can't teach a one-year-old about BB guns. They just know ouchie. If they can even say ouchie.
It's just pain.
Yeah, this is an awful dad.
I'm going to concede my story. I'm going to concede to you for the simple reason. Well, I said, I didn't shoot the infant.
That's true. That was a bit. If they would have shot the kid.
Yeah. So the 6-year-old was okay, but I didn't hit the 1-year old.
I can't. No.
I think I got this one.
You can't
teach a 1-year old with a BB gun.
No.
I have to concede this. I can't.
No. Can't. Yeah. I mean, really can't, because shooting the baby is like. It's like, you're an ass. You're just an ass. First of all, you're shooting your kids
shooting
to discipline
the baby,
them.
But then go, I'm not shooting the infant.
Oh, yeah,
the 6-year-old could take it.
And
okay.
You know how I like to argue. I threw the towel in on that one.
No, it's like, no, okay, yes, I did.
All right. Well, good. I'm on the board twice.
Oh, my God.
All right, Pip, why don't you, for your worst, then we'll go to Joe, then we'll go to me.
Okay, let me just scrolly.
I think we're doing a good job of not nearly as brutal as the past.
Oh, yes. No, I think that was...
We all got stories.
It was a concerted effort. Glendale police. Father arrested after 6-year-old daughter accidentally shot. Glendale, Arizona. Glendale police say a man has been arrested after a 6-year-old daughter was shot while he was recklessly manipulating and handling a shotgun. According to the Glendale Police Department.
Is that code for penis?
No.
I feel like it should be.
The shooting happened.
Have you ever recklessly manhandled a penis, Jeff?
No.
Things will go off.
I have, and that's true. Police say the father, identified as 26-year-old Eldon McInville, was cleaning
a
loaded shotgun. And while walking to another part of the house to put it away, he tripped and dropped the shotgun, causing it to discharge. The child was walking near McInville when the shotgun went off and she was shot. When first responders arrived at the scene, they administered life-saving care to the girl, and she was airlifted to a hospital where she underwent emergency surgery. We saw the helicopter land and saw them being being her out, it says.
What? What did her
being
out?
Being her out. I think that means taking her,
bring her out.
Says neighbor Marie Spencer. They didn't bring her out real fast. They kind of hesitated, but they brought her out, got on the helicopter, and took off. Well, she sounds like a bright bulb. Police says McInville was recklessly manipulating and handling the firearm before he tripped and fell, causing the shotgun to discharge and strike his daughter. He's been booked into jail on charges of child abuse and aggravated assault. Now, this bright bulb, he didn't mean to shoot his kid, but he was cleaning a loaded shotgun in the house.
I feel like that's common, but I don't want to pick it apart.
No,
yet.
If you know gun safety, you make sure that weapon is unloaded. You
but no, but
it,
yes, you know gun safety, but unfortunately, a lot of gun owners do not.
No,
which is why we have all these stories.
No, a few gun owners don't.
Yeah,
well, the ones that make the headlines don't.
No, this guy.
Well, this one, this is the one, and so now he trips and drops it while he's walking, and he's walking around with a loaded gun, and his kid is right near him, close enough that she gets shot while he's performing his juggling act. I this is a dim bulb.
Joe, what you got?
Florida father and daughter caught having sex in their backyard.
Oh, cool. That's hot.
A father and daughter were arrested Tuesday in Florida after allegedly being caught having sex in their backyard.
It's nice to have Florida on the countdown.
Yes, it is.
I don't think we have Florida on the countdown.
Justin Bunn and his 19-year-old...
Justin Bunn? That's what's in the oven.
Justin Bunn.
39 and his 19-year-old daughter, Taylor Bunn, were taken into custody after witnesses told...
Taylor Bunn! I want to see this movie.
Yeah. Were taken into custody after witnesses told Panama City police they spotted him having a sexual intercourse in a backyard, the Northwest Florida Daily News reported. Both father and daughter confessed to having consensual sex, but claimed it was an isolated incident, police said.
Usually we do it inside.
The Bunns appeared in court on incest
charges.
I would think that would be in contempt if your Bunns appeared in court, Joe.
Yeah.
Racking up charges as we go.
Yeah, I don't think that's allowed. Cover your Bunns.
The Bunns appeared in court on incest charges Wednesday. The judge ordered them to stay away from each other, according to the minor.
What was the judge watching? Stay away. Don't go there no more.
Yeah.
Jim, separated by a
crowd. You can't fuck your own children.
Justin's bail was set at $5,000, while Taylor's bail was set at $1,000, reports said.
Jesus.
All horrible stories.
Horrible.
But if you're going to do number one, what do we emphasize? We emphasize creativity on this show.
Yeah.
Do we not?
Yes, we do.
I think mine's the most creative.
Okay, let's
hear it. I don't think
it.
It's even fucking close.
Let's hear it.
How bad this dad is.
Oh, this is bad.
No, it's a different type of bad.
We've shot kids, fucked kids. Let's go.
An Oregon dad swiped over $700 from his daughter's Girl Scout cookie fund and then told her the money was taken during a home invasion when in reality it got spent on an erotic massage.
Oh, no.
Really? Well, really? Joe's like,
fuck her.
But that's common shit. It's Florida.
Common
shit.
Have
you been to Panama City? I'll go on. Again, we're trying to elevate the discourse. Not the intercourse.
Or the intercourse.
No, not the intercourse between the Bunns. Brian Cotilla of Forest Grove was sentenced Monday to 18 months of probation, 80 hours of community service, and restitution as part of a plea deal with the Washington County District Attorney's Office. The 40-year-old had been accused of lying to police back on March 6 when he called 911 and claimed his house had been broken into. When officers arrived, they found the home ransacked and spotted blood strewn about the residence, according to prosecutors. Couture told law enforcement at the time that someone broke into his home and assaulted him. The district attorney's office said in a press release Monday, Couture's work laptop was damaged and approximately $700 was missing from a jar containing his daughter's cookie sale proceeds.
Oh, man.
Police opened an investigation and quickly spotted inconsistencies in Couture's story and began to challenge his account of what happened. According to cops, he eventually confessed about what really went down. Couture told police that he stole the money from his daughter to pay for an erotic massage and faked the robbery when he realized he couldn't explain the missing funds. This was the best he came up with. This is his explanation.
He can't explain why it's gone.
A local judge imposed a $100 fine on Couture with his amount of restitution to be determined at a later date. Girl Scouts officials say they're following normal procedure to collect on funds owed. A spokeswoman told KPTV that around 740 was unaccounted for. We've been in contact with the Forest Grove Police Department and are working with them to resolve the matter, the spokeswoman said. The stewardship of Girl Scout troop funds is a top priority for our organization, and that is our focus in this matter. So here's let's break this down for you. So you're so broke. You're such a broke-ass dad that you steal from your daughter who worked hard to raise money for the Girl Scouts. Her shot at having a better fucking life and learning not to be like you, you fucking derelict you.
Trying to keep her off the pole.
You lie to your daughter. You lie to 911. You lie to the police. And you didn't even steal it for something important. You stole for the selfish act of an erotic massage. You didn't steal it for brakes on the car. You didn't steal it for something for your daughter.
Medicine for the baby.
Who the fuck is paying $700 for an erotic massage?
Really? That'd better be damn good.
Yeah, you find what's your little joke there, Joe, with the Craigslist?
Oh, yeah, I make healthcare illegal. Totally outlawed. I go to a physical therapist at $75 to rub my foot. I go, there's a lady on Craigslist that's going to rub mine for 20 and a whole lot more. You know?
So for $20, nobody knows it's $20. That's just one box of Thin Mints. They're very expensive cookies.
How many times has it gone?
Don't know. So the daughter learns her father is a liar. The daughter learns her father is a thief. The daughter learns her father is horny. And is so lame he has to pay for it. The daughter learns her own dad can't get laid. Listen, the impetus was to be different this year. I feel this guy is a worse dad on so many levels.
You didn't have incest with her.
Yeah, but we get that all the time.
But incest is a lot worse.
Incest is a dime a dozen.
No, it's not. Incest is horrible.
Yeah, but they're not. Their last name isn't Bun.
Yeah. You don't get points for your last name. This guy's Couture. That sounds awfully fancy for this shit.
No, the incest trumps this. No pun intended.
Well, that's the right fucking president for it.
Look at how beautiful my daughter is.
I feel like incest you can get all the time.
No, it's not.
Do a porn search.
Because it happens frequently, you think it's not good. It's horrible.
For the purpose of this.
No. This is the more horrible story.
For the purposes of the countdown, though, it's entertainment. We said we were going more for entertainment this year, did we not?
No, we never said that. We were going pretty much for Guardians.
Well, no, Pip said going more for laughs.
Going more for laughs.
Yes.
Taylor Bunn.
You don't get points for the fucking name.
Sure you
get points for the entertainment value.
You lose points because it's Florida and half the population is doing it.
these people weren't pooping in the backyard.
That's India.
I know. But same kind of cesspool. Their backyard, there's stuff going on.
You're stealing from your fucking kid Girl Scout money to get a fucking jerk-off massage.
See, what this is making me think of is I was so annoyed with my dad when I was
First
young.
First of all, let's stop this right now. The fact that this is making you think of anything in your fucking history is a
problem. No, this is so mild. They were doing, the high school kids were conducting some kind of experiment, and they gave kids three different boxes of cereal that were like honeycomb cereal, and we're supposed to tell them what we thought of each box, and my dad was eating some of them, and I flipped out because he was ruining my experiment process. I'm the only one who's supposed to eat them, and I'm thinking, I was mad at my dad for eating honeycomb cereal, but he wasn't stealing the honeycombs and pawning them
and trying to get jerked off. He wasn't selling the honeycombs to get fucking jerked off.
Get a BJ or something. Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's this story has it all. This is a brutally bad father.
I really love this story.
which is something nobody should ever say.
I love it because he's such a fucking perv. He's such a lowlife. He stole.
And this guy was, and not like the guy
she was
that
19.
Fucked his daughter.
She's 19. No. She's consensual.
It doesn't make to this upstanding citizen here who fucked his daughter.
They were both into it. Who am I to judge?
Yeah, really? No, it's so wrong. Incest is horrible.
So, legally it is.
It's so gross.
Oh yeah,
that's so gross. But I almost feel, God, there's something wrong with me. I feel like immune.
Really? This is a breakthrough.
Yeah, I know. I feel like immune. It's like, yeah, we've had guys fucking their kids before.
Yeah,
but
I mean, those stories are a dime a dozen.
But it's like stealing the Girl Scout cookie money to go do something pervy.
Making up this whole fakakta story about there's a home invasion. You smash your computer, you beat yourself up, there's a bloodstream for a fucking massage.
He's just so disgusting.
Like, if it wasn't for a massage, it'd be a lot tougher. Like, put food on the table.
This is my dad. I have to back off and say that he didn't intentionally shoot her. He's just a horrible dad because he's so fucking stupid.
I feel like kids getting shot with guns accidentally is also a fucking dime a dozen. There's a lot of those headlines.
It's terrible because he's so stupid, but it's not as bad as fucking the kids or stealing their Girl Scout money to go do something disgusting.
And lying to everybody. Go, all right, I guess this shit isn't going to work.
I'm really kind of torn.
So was Taylor Bunn.
The incest is not disgusting. This guy did something disgusting.
You just said incest is not disgusting.
According to like the father in your situation, he said he did something disgusting. In my story, he did something very disgusting.
Right, but through the years, the fucking winners stand out. There's shit that's always a dime a dozen. You can always beat a kid.
Isolate that.
No, you can always, listen. You can always, and the fact again. She's 19. We've had so many stories where women are being sexually abused and raped where they're younger.
Plenty of stories of fathers taking their kids' money for illicit shit.
Oh yeah, I haven't found another one.
There has been kids' money stolen and they go buy drugs. You know,
for a massage, Girl Scout cookie money,
no.
Probably drugs.
No,
not drugs. That's a fucking addiction. You commit.
For me, the fun part is, if I could say it that way,
you can.
Is that it's Girl Scout cookie money,
oh.
And it was for something pervy. It's like the dichotomy.
Yeah, that's what makes it such a good story.
I have to go with that one.
Yes.
Sweep. I mean, not that I'm a big fan of incest. Trust me. But can I read a really cute... A short one that I thought was funny that I stumbled across?
Sure.
While I was doing this? Okay, I'm waiting for the... Oh, there he is. Okay.
There he is. There's Mr. Bunn.
Okay. Concerned dad reports that a pervert was watching his sons at school, screws up badly. And he says...
Joe, you didn't tell us when this happened to you.
We all want to protect our children. That is our number one job after all. And when they come to us with a problem that could endanger their safety, it's our responsibility to sort it out quickly to ensure that they remain safe and sound. So it's understandable when a young child approaches you telling that a creepy man in a van keeps smiling and waving at him while at school.
Never could.
That you would instantly believe them, phone the appropriate authorities, and put a stop to any nefarious scheme that old pervert had in mind. You might possibly do all of that without pausing to think of anything else first. After all, this is important and it must be handled immediately. A bashful dad admitted that in his haste to report a pervert stalking his children's school, he screwed up big time. Big time! And so this is where it was reported to a Reddit sub. And he says that over the course of the last week, my twin 7-year-old sons started telling me about a creepy man who sat in the parking lot at school and stared at them. This morning, I finally took the initiative and called the school. They assured me that the situation would be handled. Now, here's how stupid I apparently am. I've been doing electrical repairs on a facility near my son's school, and each day I park my work van in the school parking lot to eat lunch and use the Wi-Fi. I wave to my sons as they go from one building to the building housing the cafeteria for lunch. If you're only realizing that I'm the pervert I reported, congratulations, you're officially sharper than me. I didn't realize it until 3 police cars surrounded my work van. As it turns out, between the work van they've never seen me in, my hard hat, my sunglasses, the boys never realized it was me. After about a 30-minute conversation with the police and the principal, they decided I was a harmless moron and decided to let me go. I was, however, asked not to park my van there for lunch anymore. So he says, TLDR, called school over pervert watching my sons. Turns out it was me the whole time. Was nearly arrested. What a dope.
Not a worse dad, though.
No, but I thought it was a great story.
Just a maroon.
Just a maroon.
A run of the mill April Fool.
Yeah, on himself.
Oh. All right. Well, that's touching. Give us the final the winners.
Okay. Well, for the number 3 worst dad, my story was the social experiment.
Just give us
wrong.
The winners.
Ah, okay. For number 3, Davin won with his tiny Nazi costume. For number
not
2.
My tiny Nazi costume.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. It was a child dressed as a Nazi.
Well, if it was one you had, one that's probably your size. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You wouldn't take it long.
Number 2 was
you'd
the guy.
It'd be tough to goose step. You're tripping over your cups.
Tavin's looking at him like, uh-huh. Please. No.
I'll let Joe stumble it out.
Number two was the guy who disciplined his baby with a BB gun. And number one was the dad who stole the Girl Scout cookie money, pretended the house had been robbed, and he was really using it for erotic massages.
Another fine year by me. I did good. With the stories were more entertaining.
And another disgusting year for all those dads.
Yes.
There was a lot of gross and stupid in this year.
But not nearly as bad as we did with the moms.
Oh, no. No,
well, it's harder this way.
No, it's much harder. It's hard to find. Well, I mean, that was the original intent, is to find funny bad parents.
Yes.
Not let's find the most disgusting, degraded, and depressing way in which somebody could beat up their kids.
But I was like,
and compete against the the horror.
But I like the creativity of the horror.
Joe was saying we were texting each other. I didn't have a proud moment during that show.
Yeah, see, none of my dads were that bad.
Oh, no, none of our, well, they were bad.
No, they're bad.
I think the stun gun, BB gun, and shock collar trio really need to go out for a beer.
Anytime you're going to discipline your one-year-old by shooting him.
Well, you know what really bugged me about the shock collar one is that it wasn't the dad who did it. It was he stood by and let the kid's uncle do it. Like, what? You know, it's like, I know you don't want the kid to hurt dogs, but it's like, hey, all right, let me put a stun collar on your
kid.
His
heart was in the right place. He's an animal lover.
Yeah, but apparently kids, it's open season.
Whose collar is that?
No, oh my God. They're still awful, awful humans.
I've had another stellar year. But you guys had a very good competition this year.
Yeah, no, I think they were all good stories.
Good stories?
Yeah, it wasn't like, obviously, like, oh, these are, you know, bad and this one reigns, but it's a little tougher when you're trying to find the balance between children being treated horribly versus
that's why I loved my first dad, the number one dad, so much. Because it's like it's so bad, but nobody's getting hurt.
If I was the wife in this house and my husband's going, yeah, we're both fans of history. The kid's five.
I'm talking about the Girl Scout.
Oh, number one?
The Girl Scout cookie.
Ugh. Jeez, is there a mom in this house? Oh God!
I don't know.
Oh God!
But I'll tell you what: if there is, she doesn't give a good massage. That's the lesson learned. He should find. It's her fucking fault. She doesn't use the lotions I like, so I have to do this. What do you want from me?
Oh, God.
Just a guy trying to lose a bone.
There was a guy that my brother used to know.
Oh yeah. He went to erotic massages?
No, but he turned into this drug fiend, and we found out that he was off on a binge doing God knows what, but he was getting harder and harder to explain to his wife why he didn't come home until later and later, and then like sometimes he wouldn't come home for a day or two, and he actually beat himself up and threw himself down a hill and rolled over rocks and dirt and ripped his own suit so that he could go home and say that he had been mugged.
I've seen that like on TV a bunch of times.
And this guy really did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy did it. And
I feel
and,
like that was on an episode of Family Guy.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, this is a woman who does not want to know what her husband's really up to.
Now, well, she should smell his dick. I'll give her a clue.
You go smell his dick.
No, I'm not. I didn't marry him. I didn't say I do. But you know what? If you think your husband's doing nefarious things, smell his dick.
Yeah, I know. But there's not coke on his dick, you know?
No, but a lot of times if you don't have the money for the coke, he'll do things to get money for the coke.
Oh, shit.
That could be on his dick.
Ew.
I don't know who his dealer is.
A dick test.
Listen, I'm just trying to help you ladies.
I don't know if he rolled that dick down the hill. That's going to have scrapes.
Smell his dick.
His dick's going to look like your leg. That looks like you threw yourself down the hill.
It was my dick slapping against my leg as I slid into third.
Maybe that's where the bruise came from.
What Anthony Cumia did one time was it was his old girlfriend, and it was actually this other girl was actually wound up being his wife. But he was over hanging out with her, and, you know, they were screwing around and stuff like that. So he had to get all that smell off him. So what he did was he splashed gas on him herself in oil and came home and said, ah, the fucking car broke down.
Oh, my God.
That's a good move.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Car broke down and I took a bath in the gas tank.
Yeah, right.
What smells stronger than sex
hey,
now?
I got out of the fucking car. The damn gas leaked out. It's a federal case.
Wow.
Don't put gasoline on your dick, though.
Mm. Yeah, and definitely
stay away from open flame.
Yes.
Definitely don't have a cigarette while you're telling the story.
Smell your dick. Smell the dick.
Smell your
well,
own
dick. Well, it's going to be a weenie roast. Huddle. Have you seen what I did there? I'm going to sit here and languish in my genius. Okay, that's enough.
That's hardly a language. You didn't have a tolerance for that at all.
Yeah, he can't languish long.
No.
I'm a busy man. There's no time for languishing. I need to move on to the next thing.
All right. That's what I'm going to do. On the break, we got new music from DJ Combo and DJ Merc featuring Tim Kalai with The Summer Is Magic 2K19. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. And when we come back, we'll do some scam.